As a kid, I was interested in blacksmithing, but I never learned anything about it. And then I got a job in material science, and suddenly I realized, oh, all this metalworking stuff is relevant to my job as well as for fun. So I just started doing it as a hobby. But then I found the same year that one of our freshmen who had just declared MSc was super passionate about blacksmithing and wanted to start a student blacksmithing club. And the two factors just came together. So the student and I got together, we planned it out, we started a student organization, and it just grew legs from there.
My name is Molly. I'm a junior studying material science engineering.
What made you interested in material science?
I took a couple classes in material science and engineering in my sophomore year. And there were a lot of cool demos that we did, and I just liked the kind of material that we were learning in class, and I liked. I also went to an open house event, and I got to like cast my own Block M out of metal, which was really cool, and so I just thought it was a really interesting major and very applicable to a lot of different fields. Yeah, so this was my first time blacksmithing. It was a lot of fun. A little hard, but more fun than hard. So it was really hard to control it and make sure that like my lines were staying straight and things like that. And not, yeah, I had some lumps in there, but it was fun. Yeah, a lot of things with thermodynamics actually, because you have to heat up the material first to make sure that like it gets to the point where it's workable. So it's like warmer and it's more like flexible and things like that. So a lot of thermodynamics and like work like from the hammering and things like that. So I really want to go into industry. This summer I have an internship working on metal and ceramic coatings for jet engines. So I think that's really interesting. And if I like that, I would want to pursue that. But I really just want to go into industry of some sort. I think I would like to give it another try. I heard that the second project for the blacksmithing club was chopsticks, which I think would be really cool and really useful. So I might keep at it.
I am currently a junior in the material science and engineering department. And I went to high school at Jackson Preparatory and Early College out of Jackson, Michigan.
Great. So why don't you tell me your name and tell me what you thought of this experience?
All right. So hi, everyone. My name is Daniel. And as for what I thought of this experience, I think it's really cool to be able to work with some of the principles we're learning in class, such as, you know, what happens to materials that mechanically deforms and all that stuff. My piece right here didn't turn out as well as I thought it would. That's what happens when you don't listen to your instructor all the way. However, it was fun, and at the end of the day, there's nothing like hitting some hot metal. I've done it. I've worked with the Michigan Blacksmithing Club a few times in the past, and I plan on actually getting back into it. But my first forging session, I made a S-hook instead of a J-hook like this. And the second time, I actually made a pair of chopsticks, which I still use to this day. I would say the two courses that helped the most to understand like what's going on as we're forging would be thermodynamics of materials and then kinetics. Thermodynamics because understanding the phase diagram charts, what's all going on, how the composition changes, and then with kinetics, understanding how heat diffuses and as well as the migration of atoms and dislocations to really understand how the metal changes as you heat it. I'm a little bit of a nerd, as you can tell by the D&D shirt, and I always thought that being an alchemist was really cool, seeing some guy in a hooded robe chuck a bunch of stuff into a pot and then, you know, turn dirt into gold. So when I first came to the University of Michigan, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I went to the Material Science and Engineering Open House, and we made a casting of the Block M, which I thought was really, really cool. And from there on out, I was sold, and I was able to kind of combine my dream of being an alchemist with some real world principles, and yeah, that's about all there is to it.
At the same time, I was getting a lot more involved in professional societies with ASM, with the Foundry Educational Foundation, and being involved in these professional societies, I had a network of people to talk to get ideas from, to get tips from, and so having these experts that I could talk to who would guide me on how to do this, that really made it possible to do this safely and effectively, as well as in a way that was educationally useful to the students.
My name's Sam Adler. I'm a junior studying material science and engineering. In high school, I liked chemistry and physics, but I didn't want to like do just those. I kind of liked the intersection of that, and Math Sci is a really good mixture of the two. And I also liked how it's very like hands-on and it's easy to sort of visualize what you're doing in it. It's not as abstract as like electrical engineering. So those are the main reasons. I thought it was fun. There's a lot of like nuance to like how you have to hit the metal and the different processes, but it's fun to kind of like tinker and by the end of making my part, I felt like I was more proficient than when I started. So easy to see improvement. I'll think about joining the bladesmithing team if I can get up on Saturday mornings. So to be determined.
What time do you have to get up?
It's sometime early on Saturdays, and I typically don't wake up early on Saturdays. I made an S-hook from some mild steel rod, sort of involved hammering and drawing the part out, and then sort of bending a hook into it, I guess. Yeah, for sure. Like 220, honestly, covered most of what we were doing over there, like heating the metal up, allowing the abutments to become more mobile, desk locations can move more easily, and like work hardening and that kind of stuff. And obviously with kinetics, like heat flow and stuff like that too. So no, I did not have to wake up very early for this one, but it was a lot of fun. I hope to do it a bit more in the future, but we'll see.
All right, I'm Naz. I'm majoring in material science. I'm about a third year, but I'm a transfer, so you know, credits get a little wishy-washy when you do that. So so I used to go to school in Chicago, Illinois Tech. Yeah, I was a student athlete there. I was playing ball, playing soccer. But then I figured I wanted a good education, so gave that up, came here, go blue, you know? Yes, this was indeed my first experience with blacksmithing. I've never done it before. I like metal. I'm a guy that likes metal. It was pretty cool to hammer it down. I like hammers, so it was a pretty fun experience, I would say. I was able to make, it's somewhere around here, but I was able to make this little hook. You know, you can put keys on it, lanyards, any. This is my hook. It has a nice little swirl on it. Very good. Tim said it was the best one. So, I mean, whatever that means. I also think it's the best one, but that's just my personal opinion. Whatever. But yeah, I'm probably going to give it to my abuela. She likes getting gifts from me. Her birthday is coming up, so it'll make a nice little gift.
That's great. And so have you taken any courses that help you understand what you're... actually,
what was going on? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've taken a few courses that have helped me understand what's going on with this material, like thermokinetics, pretty much any lab to do with Tim. You always learn just random things on the fly, you know, teaching this machine, this material, that material. And just the faculty and everybody around is just so knowledgeable that you just kind of learn through like osmosis a little bit. It's kind of crazy. But yeah.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
Me, when I graduate, I don't think I'm gonna be in the engineering sector at all. My goal in life is to be a PE teacher, professionally. That's gonna be, and people say that, it's like, oh, you want engineering and then you wanna be a PE teacher? It's like, no, I wanna do engineering, I wanna make some bread, do something cool, and then just chill and be a PE teacher on the side, you know? That's my goal in life. Yeah, quite.
School systems where you can be a teacher and teach engineering or pre-engineering.
Right.
So you can do both.
Yeah, that would indeed be the dream. Yeah, indeed. Like, I've never really, like, I feel like it's not, material science engineering isn't really represented at all. Like, prior to college, I didn't even know about it until I was freshman, sophomore year. And I think it goes to show how small our material science department is. It's one of the relatively smaller ones out of all the other engineering. I think if more people understood what it was, we can get younger guys involved, people involved, like, it'd be great, you know, just grow, expand. It's a great industry.
I am Andy Danbury. I'm a senior in material science and engineering here at the University of Michigan. I'm enjoying our MMS forging activity here today. Yeah, yeah.
That was enjoyable, right?
I was our pancake master today, so flipping some pancakes and got to play with Tim's chickens and guitar. Yes, I was involved in our similar event last year where I got to make an S-hook that I still use every day. I hang like scissors and other like utensils from it. I really liked chemistry in high school, so it was trying to choose between either like chemical engineering or material science. And I was told that if you liked more just like the science aspect of chemistry, you might like material science more than chemi. I think that was good advice. I've really enjoyed taking classes here.
And so what are you gonna do when you graduate?
I'm going to work at First Solar as a sputtered deposition engineer for an internship, and then I'll be off to MIT to get a PhD in material science and engineering.
What were your favorite courses that you took?
Oh, I think I have to give it to Tim's lab courses. Those were a lot of the hands-on, learning how to use the Instron tensile tester, the SEM, the like DSC, FTIR, all the classic materials characterization tools. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, with the information and the people, the next step was equipment. And I started the search online, as people do these days. And I found, of all things, a company out in Oregon selling handmade, homemade forges because a dad wanted to start building equipment for his daughter who wanted to get into blacksmithing. How cool is that? So I started buying supplies from there, and we got the club started. And then the students took over, and they started building their own equipment inspired by that model. They made their own forges, they made their own tongs. That's one of the joys of blacksmithing, is it's the trade that makes the tools for making tools for making tools, and the students lived through that process themselves.
Hi, I'm Josh Woolworth. I'm a first year PhD pre-candidate in the Materials Science and Engineering Department at U of M. Yeah, I was an undergrad here, and then I ended up doing a lot of research my junior and senior year that led me to want to stay here and pursue a PhD in Professor Sun's group. Last year when we did blacksmithing, it was an eye-opening event for someone like me who does a lot of research in metals, and actually I do a lot of computational research there, so getting to understand like the value of the research I do and being able to apply it and learn how like effects like oxidation are very, very important to consider, and when you're designing new alloys and designing alloys for different manufacturing purposes. During undergrad, I was not on the bladesmithing team. I ran for a Michigan Materials Science MMS board my senior year and ended up being on the board for this current year as social chair. And that's about as far as I've been involved with extracurriculars in material science. I did a lot of club swimming during my undergrad, which took up a lot of my time. Right now, I'm working on a project called G-Liquid, where we are trying to predict non-ideal mixing parameters between, for now, binary systems, but we hope to expand it to higher component systems as well. And with the regular solution model, we're able to model the free energy of each phase in the phase diagram, and the intersection points give us the phase boundaries. And so by training on experimentally measured phase diagrams, we're able to basically derive these non-ideal mixing terms for each binary phase diagram from the elemental effects that cause non-ideal mixing behavior. A lot of what we're focusing on is melting point, which is particularly of interest for direct energy deposition, which is an additive manufacturing process that involves, essentially it's like welding, but on an additive manufacturing grid. And there's also other ones like laser powder bed fusion, which seeks to use a laser to melt a bed of metal powder. And in both of these processes, the melting point of the alloy is very important to consider. I really like the lab classes in undergrad. Being able to go to JoyWorks was a great opportunity for the class, and learning how to forge and all that. I think there's, especially anyone going to the computational field, I think it's very important to have a baseline understanding of why we make certain considerations and why we do things a certain way and in the processes we use to create materials.
My name's Erin. I'm a junior in MSCs. When I got here, I wanted to try out chemical engineering, and then a lot of people told me that material science actually does some of the more chemical work. So I tried it out. I liked the content, and so I'm still here. I'm really interested in polymers at the moment. I think that's where I'm going to end up. So I'm doing research with Brian Love. Yeah, I am. It's a good time. It's been a big learning experience. Yeah, blacksmithing was a lot of fun. It is the first time that I've tried it out. I know there's a blacksmithing club. I might try to see if I can make a few meetings next semester. When we were heating up our stuff, we were talking about kinetics, actually, since we're in that right now. And how, as you're hammering it out, you're making the diameter smaller and it heats up faster and all of those little things that you don't think about. I made a J-hook. Yeah, it turned out pretty well. A couple issues along the way, but made some corrections and it worked out in the end. I know the first thing I'm doing is SUGS right after, and MSc again. And then after that, I'll probably go into industry, but I'm not really sure yet. Everyone should try it out, especially if you're not sure about MSc. It's a good hands-on activity to get some experience and see if you enjoy it. So join the blacksmithing club or come to one of our events.
I've certainly learned a lot already just being, I'm not just the president, I'm also a member, as they say. Of course, I'm just the advisor. But I've learned a lot in this club about ferrous metallurgy, but also about motivating students outside of the classroom. So one of the things I'm really excited about for the future is taking this club and reaching out to the entire university community with it. We've started bringing in more students from art, from architecture, from neuroscience, and from all over campus, students are saying, wow, I can do this too. And that's something that is really powerful, I feel, about MSc as a field, is it's so interdisciplinary and reaches so many people that we have an opportunity here to reach the entire campus and not just our own students. So that's what I really want to work with the club leadership on this year, is saying, how can we have as big of an impact as possible in addition to becoming better at what we're already doing?